Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, or should I say brrr, because it's really, really cold in the Northeast, and it seems like the temperature just plummeted so suddenly. The good thing is that it's another Wednesday evening, and we have the opportunity to engage in another insightful discussion on this program, Discussions with Delia. I'm your host, Delia Farquharson, and thank you for joining us. Before we get started on the topic for today, which has come out of, you know, another silo, I guess, of my life that I work in, but I thought it would be interesting to explore this topic here now. So before we get started, let me introduce my guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Delia.
Are you going to say brr?
No, I think you did it.
Okay, so the topic this evening, which is not one you wanted to talk about, you had a different idea, but, you know, as the producer...
I was overruled, but yes. Just for the record, I was overruled by the producer. Okay.
So I said, oh, no, let's talk about this instead. And raising resilient children, you know, raising resilient children, which is what we all as parents, I think, want to do. You know, when we speak to this idea of what is resilience, what are the characteristics of being resilient? And I think it's really important. So a child who is resilient is someone who's able to deal with situations, to manage, to have the coping skills to deal with situations, and to manage, be able to use their emotions effectively, to interact with others, to problem solve, and, you know, to motivate themselves and to deal with any difficulties that might arise, to keep going, to focus on what they want to accomplish and to keep going. You know, so I'll give you a definition from Psychology Today.
The definition of what resiliency is.
Yeah, of resiliency. So
as it pertains
to, you know, children.
Okay.
The ability to control self during difficult situations, failures, challenges, and setbacks. Resilient children are those who are able to effectively handle any pressure and get things done despite obstacles. So that's one perspective on what resiliency is. You know, and the research is varied as to what constitutes resiliency. But it seemed like there are four main factors that recur in the research. And that's, you know, awareness. You know, awareness of self, awareness of emotions, and being able to be aware of other people's feelings and emotions. That's an important part of being resilient. And understanding that things happen in life, that life, like difficult things happen in life.
Mm.
You know, so an understanding that, I guess it's the humanity aspect of it, that things happen. And it just doesn't happen to you or it just happens to them, that things happen to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then having some sense of control over their lives, having some sense of being able to control what happens in their life and kind of have some ability to direct what happens in their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the ability to have to problem solve,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, those are four aspects, I think, that recurs in the research about resilient children. Mm-hmm. But why do you think, you know, why is resiliency even important?
No, I was just thinking about what you were saying and thinking, all right, so you're talking about resilient children. Would it then be safe to say then that it's important because if you don't learn and acquire these skills and practice and improve on these skills as children, as an adult,
how does that?
It impacts you just the same, because it's not as if you then become a certain age and all of a sudden you learn resiliency and you're so much more resilient because you just got older. So is it something that's innate? Is it a learned skill? Is it a combination thereof of being aware and all the other things that you just mentioned? You know, so you said, is it important? If for no other reason, you want to be a resilient adult.
Right.
So because it helps you survive in life. There are bumps in the road. You're going to fall and scratch your knees. Things are going to happen to get you down. Life is not a bed of roses. You never know what you're going to get. And to your point then is, how do I deal with these things? Sometimes some things is just a paper basket that's on fire. But then some things is the whole building is on fire based on putting things in perspective. And how do I deal with them? And how do I overcome them? So to not be a resilient child would lead to a...
Might lead to a difficult adulthood.
An adulthood that
right.
is less than...
Right. The thing about it is, and this is what I think comforting for all of us, is that resiliency is a learned behavior, or can be learned, you know?
Okay.
So I don't know if anybody is naturally resilient, but you can teach your child resilience. And part of that, you know, we enter the, you know, just the same way your child learns to read. Your child's not born being able to read or, you know, learning science or chemistry or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They learn all those things. And in much the same way, they can learn the skills to become more resilient. And part of that education involves social and emotional intelligence. So, you know, how learning science and learning reading and all that involves cognitive intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning resiliency and being resilient involves emotional and social intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that children can learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children can learn how to deal with stress.
So, I mean, in that context then, would you say then, you know, that learned behavior or whatever, coping skills
absolutely
would be in that bucket?
Absolutely. You know, resilient children, and this is, I like this thing that I'm reading, and I don't see the author's name, but it says, resilient children bend, they don't break.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think resilient adults do the same thing. You know, you find some people who just can't cope with stress.
Mm-hmm.
But by developing resilience, you learn to kind of bend with the stress and go
mm-hmm.
through the arc of the stress
mm-hmm.
and come out being able to extend yourself again.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking about this, seeing that the producer overruled my topic. I'm thinking clearly about it. I'm thinking, bend, don't break, be resilient, you know, come out on the other side, you know, not worse off for it. In terms of children and then going into adulthood, how best then should, as parents, how do we help our children, you know, develop and learn these skills?
That's a really good question.
You know, because are we as adults, we might think we are doing a good job, or we might just say, you know what, I can't deal with stress, and that's just how I am. You know, so try as you might, if it's a stressful situation, don't tell your mother, don't tell your father, don't tell you this, don't tell you that. They don't deal well with
okay.
I've heard people say that.
Right, and so part of that is then from an early age, helping children develop the skills to deal with situations that cause stress or require an emotional response, emotional situations.
Mm-hmm.
So helping children to learn how to respond in those situations is how you build resiliency in your child. You know, so using, and you know, we can say that in hindsight because you know, I mean, we have our, you know, we have children, we have our own examples that we can think about where you're saying, oh, you know, that's not how I would respond to it,
mm-hmm.
but you know, your child might respond to it differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about developing that emotional intelligence, developing the ability to kind of read what's going on within yourself. How am I feeling about this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do I want to do about this feeling? You know, do I want to just sit and cry?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to run away?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to face it? What do I want to do about all these emotions that I am
mm-hmm.
feeling? And then the social part of it is about, okay, if the feeling is caused by someone else or it's impacted by someone else,
mm-hmm.
how do I want to react, respond, interact with this person in a social way
mm-hmm.
so that when I understand how they feel or they understand how I feel
mm-hmm.
and and how will it affect the relationship going forward,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right. And I think moving to that end, the person or the parent or the adult or the other person who is sharing or being instructive in that sense, now you're having me think, I should guard against my own prejudices, so to speak, in terms of how I myself deal with a certain situation or how I deal with stress or how, because now
children learn what they live.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to say, well, you know, you should do that, you know, where the child, but that's not what you do.
Right.
You know, because that's not what I see you doing.
Right.
You know, if that was so, then maybe I wouldn't, you know, or whatever it might be. So I think probably at the time when you're teaching, it's also an opportunity for you, the adult, the teacher, so to also take stock of yourself and be honest and open and maybe reevaluate how you yourself, your own resiliency and how you deal with, how you cope with different things.
I think that's really an important point.
Yeah.
I think it's also important that how the child develops a sense of self, you know,
mm.
how they view themselves. Because,
mm.
for example, if we have a child who every time they make a mistake, if they're criticized or if they are belittled,
mm-hmm.
then the esteem might be affected. The self-esteem of the person, of the child, might be affected.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, instead of developing this sense that I'm a good person and while things can happen, bad things can happen, that
mm-hmm.
doesn't make me a bad person, and I can overcome that. So if you're not careful in how you respond or how you provide feedback to the child,
mm-hmm.
then you know, you're damaging the self-esteem. So building up a good self-esteem becomes really important in terms of developing or helping to develop a resilient child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's critical, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing when you think about the interaction of the parent in terms of problem solving, right? If there are some parents who, and maybe I'm guilty of that in some ways, who may want to solve problems for their children. You know, at least I used to be like that. I'm not like that anymore because my children won't let me. But you want to solve the problem for them. You don't want to see them suffer. You don't want to see them in any kind of difficulty.
Mm.
And so because of that, you want to fix it. You know, you just want to make it better. You want everything better. But that defeats the ability of the child to develop their own problem-solving skills, right?
Right. So then you wonder why can't you handle such a situation?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this really knocking you over? This is not as big a deal as or a mountain as you're making it. But to your point, that child never climbed a mountain, never solved a problem or anything of this magnitude. So then when faced with it in a preteen, pre-adulthood, early adulthood and so on, they're going to come to you and say, What do I do?
Right. And, you know, it's something as simple as, when you think about social intelligence, of learning to share toys, learning to wait turns when you play a game.
Mm.
All these are skills that the child is developing.
Right.
And these, you know, we might think of them maybe as not critical to social and emotional intelligence, but it really is.
Right.
Learning to understand that, you know, you can't have a turn all the time. That, you know, the next person is going to feel bad.
Yeah.
So you have to wait your turn, and it goes around, and everybody takes a turn, you know?
Right. And then, you know, you've seen it. And then I've seen it, actually. I remember, I can't specifically remember, but the thought idea is that, oh, that's just how he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allow him to do it because that's just how he is. Or he's an only child, so that's why he behaves that way.
So we explain, we create opportunities to make it okay.
Or we excuse, right?
Right.
We explain,
so he,
or we excuse.
He's going to grow up making, he or she's going to grow up making that normal. So the first time someone smack him around in some way, shape, or form and say, listen, guy, it's not how it is. You know, this is the real world. Trying to figure out how to hurdle that is going to
maybe
be difficult.
Difficult, right,
yeah.
Right. You know, and I think getting feedback from an interested adult, right, is really important in terms of developing resilient children. You know, are you providing, you know, honest feedback, you know, so that you're not saying good job, good job, good job for everything, and that child is developing this false sense of,
yeah,
you know, of competency when it really doesn't exist.
Right.
But really being honest and saying, you know, okay, all right, so maybe you didn't win that game, and what does that feel like, you know, and, you know, that,
yeah,
so
they
that's,
have to lose,
right,
them.
Right, so, you know, just being able to get the appropriate and the honest feedback from an interested adult.
Right. Because, I mean, I've heard it on the radio or heard it in the media or seen it in myself, where, like you said, well done, good, 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 you're doing great, oh, it's not that bad, it's fantastic, you know, so on and so forth, and that's all you've ever heard. And then the first time in your real life when someone says, this is really crappy, it hurts you.
Yeah.
It really
hurts you. Because it's new,
you.
Right.
You know, it really hurts you. And your entire life, you've never told that no before. You've never been told that this is not good enough or, you know, and so on. Why can't I have that? Or why can't I do that? You know, and I think that defeats the purpose of fostering
resiliency.
Exactly.
Because
you have to hear some truths in there.
Right.
There has to be some reality. And as you said, a responsible adult being honest with you.
And being responsive to your needs.
Exactly.
It's really important, I think, also, because this is part of it, is that, you know, children see themselves as not bad, or, you know, as survivors rather than victims. As, you know, like, you know, always saying, you know, it's me, people are always doing to me. And, and you know, so developing a sense, a real strong sense of, I can survive a crisis, or I can survive stress, and that does not mean somebody's always picking on me or something bad is always happening to me, but rather flipping that on its head and saying I am able to overcome things. So developing a mentality of survivor, of triumph rather than of victimhood is really important.
Sometimes it serves the purpose to play the victim where you get. You know, and at times adults do it, children do it.
You know, so I think that it's
an interesting topic, I must say. And I think as parents, and whoever listening in terms of, you know, not, you don't even have to be, but just being around, you know, young folks, you know, and appreciating the fact of being able to deal with tough situations and being resilient. You know, there's one thing that says the kid fall off the bike and brush his knees off and don't cry, and someone else, another child, will go to and be crying all day. That's different. You know, that's just pain tolerance and different. That, you know, where someone, oh, he's so tough. You know, that's different. You know, and appreciating and teaching the difference, I think, of saying, you know, you didn't do well on that math exam. I know you studied very hard, and you thought you were going to get at least an A, and here you are with a D. How do you deal with that?
Right.
And understanding and appreciating that.
Right.
You know,
I think
coming back again.
Right.
You know, better for that.
I think it's really important when we think about what resiliency is to think about the ability of a child or an adult, an individual, to be able to use internal strength to deal with external stressors. Right? Or even internal stressors, because, you know, it could be something that you're perseverating about, you know. So, you know, but using your internal strength, your ability to overcome, to be aware, to manage your emotions, and to empathize, right? Because the idea, you know, resiliency is really connected to this idea of emotional intelligence. It really is.
Can you explain it in terms of emotional intelligence, what that really truly means?
So to be emotionally intelligent means that you have an awareness of of emotions, not just your own emotions, I think I said it before, but also your friends, other people's emotions, you know, being able to, have awareness of how others are feeling, to empathize with that, to understand that, and to be able to express how you're feeling and deal with that, right?
Mm.
So relating to other people on an emotional level so that you're able to have sustained relationships, not just, you know, but long-term relationships and sustained relationships with others.
So not being able to express or deal with and appreciate other people's feelings and emotions.
Go ahead. And being able to... Go ahead.
And act accordingly. I'm just thinking...
And then your own, too.
And your own. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, could that be an ingredient in how relationships degrade, how
absolutely
misunderstandings
absolutely
occur, how things are done or said, and it's not really truly clear as to why the relationship is falling apart. It's more of me not fully understanding and grasping and appreciating how you feel,
right,
your emotion, your own, and how it relates to mine. I'm just acting based on mine, not appreciating, understanding, or taking into account
yours. That's right. Absolutely. I think it's really important that to understand that, you know, emotional intelligence, which I think is very tied to resiliency, involves being able to be aware of your, you know, the ability to recognize feelings while they're happening. Recognize feelings not just in yourself, but in others. The ability to manage emotions, you know, to control your feelings, whether you're upset or whatever it is going on, and to express them appropriately, you know, depending on the situation. And then being able to, share or change your perspective depending on what's going on. Being able to calm yourself down. Being able to shake off or to shift your mood, you know, and to be able to go through the different moods, I think is really important when we talk about emotional intelligence. And being motivated, being self-motivated. So you can, focus on your own goals and focus on accomplishing your own goals.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy is one big thing. Every time you hear someone talk about emotional intelligence, they talk about empathy. And it's the ability to understand how another person is feeling, to interpret and understand how another person is feeling, right? And
is that a genuine thing, though?
It is. And being able to put the needs of others above yourself.
No. I understand that. But, where a lot of times I've heard people say, I empathize with you. And you'll say to yourself, just looking at it now objectively in this context, does that person really truly empathize with you? Or does that person, are those just words?
Are you a skeptic?
I can be. I can be. Sometimes it's just like reflex.
Mm-hmm.
But do I really, truly feel your empathy? Are you really, truly empathizing with me? Can I really appreciate it? Or can I take it as you're just being whatever?
Mm.
You're not being genuine. I'm just, as a passing, just saying that where it's you, I empathize with you.
Mm.
Do you really?
Yeah. I think most people, and again, it goes back to emotional intelligence, most people develop the ability to be able to empathize with others, to understand what others may be going through.
Mm.
And so, it's an important part of child development. It's becoming a functioning, high-functioning adult, becoming is the ability to empathize, to say, what that must feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And, how can I understand that and respond or react to you that shows you that I understand,
mm-hmm,
right? So I think it's a big part of child development, and it's a big how emotionally intelligent and resilient you are as a child, like you said before, definitely impacts how you are as an adult, because so often we find the inability to communicate, the inability to get along, whether it's in the workplace, we've talked about that before, or in intimate relationships, in marriages, because people just lack some skills in that area. right? And so, you know, the minute something, some stressor happens, they're running for the hills.
Yeah.
Because that's the coping skill that they've learned.
Right, right. They've perfected it. And I think, you know, anything can be perfected. You know, if you practice something, bad habits, you perfect that habit. But I guess realizing and knowing, you know, that this is a bad habit that you need to change and develop healthier skills in terms of how to cope with things. You know, you get upset, you throw things against the wall, you break the furniture, you cry, you drink, you use other things. You know, again, as adults, we use adult ways of dealing with stressors,
right,
and whatever those might be. You know, whereas as a child or as a young person, I dealt with it with the same rage, but maybe in a different way, but not in a constructive way.
Right.
Of dealing. So yeah, it is critical.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And having adults, right? That's what so the cycle does not continue.
Mm-hmm.
Having adults who can reflect that back to you, who can reflect to you, you know, to help you develop healthy coping skills,
mm-hmm.
to help you develop the resiliency
mm-hmm.
that you need to transition into healthy adulthood, it becomes really important. Otherwise, we perpetuate the cycle. So I think, you know, having awareness of one's emotions, being able to problem solve, being able to exercise self-control, having strong social connections, all of these things are really critical
mm-hmm.
in helping children develop into resilient beings. And then resilient children developing into resilient adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. So, I mean, is there like, I mean, in the whole development process of, I know, you know, physicians and psychiatrists, psychologists and social workers and so on, there are certain markers that you look for as milestone within children. At birth, at 6 months, a year, what are you doing at this? So is there like a sense of, you know, kids knowing right from, I mean, is it in that same concept,
yeah.
right from wrong, or
I
being aware, and, you know, are we teaching them when they are 10 or 9
no.
or 5 or is it 3?
It's on a continuum.
Yeah.
It's on a continuum, and it starts as soon as that child enters the world,
right.
being responsive to their needs. So that they're developing trust in the environment. You know, when a child is wet or hungry, being responsive to their needs. And then, you know, being, you know, engaging them, looking them in the eyes, touching, you know, all those things as they grow. You know, holding them as they learn to walk, you know, comforting them when they fall. Those things are teaching children resiliency. So when you fall, you know that I can get up and I'll go again and there'll be somebody there to catch me or to comfort me. Right, so
mm-hmm.
it's you know, and that it gets better. So all these things, I think, work together to teach children that you know, life gets better. Things happen, but life gets better. And you know, learning to share, like I talked about before, when you play games,
mm-hmm.
learning to share toys, you know, learning to play together with others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning to feel or to care about someone else who falls rather than laughing or, you know, so caring about. So all these things, I think, combine together to create, you know, so, you know, we'll close out with a couple quotes. But one of the things I think that is really the takeaway is that no one gets through life without, you know, difficulties. So the ability to bounce back, to bend, not break, that's what resiliency is.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to use that internal, you know, those internal skills. So Winston Churchill said it best. He says, if you're going through hell, keep going. Because it can't
cool.
last forever.
That's cool.
So until next time.
Yes, when we'll talk about my topic. This was great. I absolutely enjoyed this, and I thought it was a good topic. I enjoyed it. And I hope I learned, you know, I thought about something I never really thought of.
Okay. So until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.